Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Seedens. And this just coming in, Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia says his mother, Gabby O'Donnell, who was a longtime health worker, has died from the coronavirus. Garcia announced earlier this month that his mother and stepfather had been hospitalized and were on ventilators. State lawmakers are back at the Capitol in Sacramento today after an extended summer recess because of the pandemic. They'll all have about 5 weeks to pass bills. Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon says many lawmakers want Governor Newsom to call them back for a special session to give them more time to pass tough bills. Lawmakers are considering proposals that would prevent landlords from evicting tenants unable to pay their rent during the pandemic and making COVID-19 infections eligible for workers' compensation claims. They're also weighing bills about police brutality and health care. Tensions between the Los Angeles Sheriff and the L.A. Board of Supervisors are heating up again, this time because of something the sheriff said online.
In a Facebook post, Sheriff Alex Villanueva had harsh words for the L.A. Board of Supervisors for underfunding. The L.A. Sheriff's Department specifically took issue with Supervisor Solis using a term many believe to be a slur.
You owe an apology, Supervisor Solis. And to the fine men and women of the Sheriff's Department, I don't know, are you trying to earn the title of La Malinche? Is that what it is?
That term the sheriff used in Mexican culture refers to a woman who's a sellout or a traitor.
He's a rogue sheriff. Racially insensitive comments to them is mind-boggling.
And in a statement to the Los Angeles Times, Supervisor Solis said she's sure she wasn't the only one offended by the use of that term. Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
Glendale Gallery has taken a unique approach to outdoor dining. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero has more in this live report.
Several cities across Southern California have blocked off streets so that restaurants can still welcome customers during the pandemic, with indoor dining prohibited because of rising coronavirus cases. Here at the Glendale Galleria, they are using part of their parking garage with more than 20 tables set up on the first floor. Senior General Manager Stephen Sayers.
It came to be really out of necessity, trying to figure out a way to keep our businesses in the mall alive, keeps customers coming. A lot of the businesses in the food court are local operators that have been part of the community for decades at this point.
Jerry took a seat to enjoy some In-N-Out burger.
Convenience and safe. Because the chairs are wide apart.
He thinks other malls should follow suit. The mall itself is closed, but some stores are open for curbside pickup, as well as about a handful of restaurants. Reporting live at the Glendale Galleria, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A preschool teacher is taking a former employer to court because she claims the preschool fired her for refusing to sign COVID-19 liability waivers. Anna Aguilar says the Montessori Schools of Irvine demanded all staff and teachers signed a form agreeing not to sue the school if they contract the coronavirus at school. But because she has a compromised immune system, she expressed her concerns, refusing to sign it. A week later, she was terminated. Kristen Schreiber, who represents Aguilar, says that what the Irvine preschool did was illegal because under California law AB 51, employers are banned from requiring workers to sign away their right to pursue legal claims.
The children, my client was taken care of and teaching were the children of first responders and essential workers. If the question is really who bears the risk and who appropriately bears the risk, I don't think it's a close call. I don't think it's appropriate for low-wage workers to be asked to give up their rights to their legal protections in order to make near minimum wage.
After losing her job at the preschool, Aguilar is currently jobless and receiving about $250 a week in unemployment benefits. KNX reached out to the Montessori Schools of Irvine, who refused to speak with us about the case. LA County opening up three new coronavirus testing sites this week. The sites for appointments only are in Montebello, Southgate, and Panorama City. County health officials say the sites will have the capacity to test about 2,000 residents a day, 5 days a week. You can get a detailed list of the locations and information on making an appointment on our website, knx1070.com. One of the problems facing schools is how to get students more physically active during the pandemic, and LA Unified is trying.
Kids spend an awful amount of time sitting down, lying down, on their couch, while they're on the computer.
Adriana Valenzuela coordinates health and physical education for the district, and she says part of the problem is a space issue. But teachers began offering websites where students could follow a class online, and they became very innovative with the way they participated.
I saw kids learning to juggle. I saw kids learning how to use a backpack as a weight or even a jug of water as a weight in the high school so they can do weight training.
She says they still need the support of parents in being physical.
They're definitely lacking the face-to-face interaction, and we're hoping that this is the piece that parents supplement.
She says it's always been a struggle to get kids to be active in physical education, and the pandemic made it even harder. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
New medical school in Pasadena, backed by the Kaiser Permanente Healthcare System, has opened today with the first class of 50 students going to be starting their studies amid the pandemic. The Bernard J. Tyson School of Medicine is actually big enough to handle twice that number, but they're keeping the first class small to allow more space for physical distancing. Investigators trying to find the cause of a fire in the Bolsa Chica wetlands. The fire burned about 62 acres before it was contained. Fire was stopped about 100 yards from homes in the Brightwater neighborhood. The Bolsa Chica Ecological Reserve covers about 1,300 acres of coastal estuary and is habitat for numerous species.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.